QST from W1AW, the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio in Newington, Connecticut. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for December 20th, 2017. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is a voice version of the ARRL Aries e-letter, which is compiled by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB, in Laurel, Maryland. And I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. In this issue, we have for you, Illinois amateurs support the Sentry by providing more than communications services. Muskegon hosts first DHS-OEC auxiliary communications training in Michigan. A Last Wish Realized, a Final CUSO, a story for the holiday season. And K1CE for a final, end-of-year message. But before we start with the stories, here are some Aries briefs. December 17, 2017, report from India, ham radio aids rescue of two fishermen. December 4, 2017, Worldwide Radio Operators Foundation announces KP4 generator project. Southern California firestorms. As of December 14th, the Thomas Fire in Southern California consumed more than 230,500 acres, forcing evacuations. Amateur radio volunteers provided communication for the American Red Cross shelters in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties by passing traffic between evacuation centers. A Ventura County Auxiliary Communication Service, or ACS, AriesNet, was convened December 5th to support Red Cross shelters there by providing communications between shelters. Radio amateurs also deployed to the Ventura County EOC. According to ARRL Ventura County District Emergency Coordinator Rob Hansen, W6RH, the ACS Aries volunteers staffed four evacuation centers in addition to the EOC. Santa Barbara Section Manager Jim Fortney, K6IYK, reported an Amateur Radio Digital Network, or ARDN, mesh video system has live-streamed images from several sites as long as it remains up. He stated, "Loss of primary power has required using the solar power backup capabilities, but unfortunately, the heavy smoke has made that backup less than fully reliable." Mr. Fortney also said, in addition, some sites were down because of power outages, and at least one hilltop site was overrun by fire. The Santa Barbara District Aries organization works closely with Santa Barbara County OEM and is prepared to support any requests as the Thomas Fire continues to burn into Santa Barbara County. Rich Bicycle, N6NKJ, reported that the Fallbrook Amateur Radio Group and other groups in the North County and San Diego provided communication at some evacuation centers, and the Red Cross activated its amateur radio group. Mr. Bicycle also said a group in Carlsbad also was providing shelter communication support. In addition to power loss to repeater sites, solar panels charging off-grid batteries have been affected by the huge plumes of smoke blocking the sun. Thanks for this summary goes to Rick Lindquist, WW1ME. I know it seems too early to take a station break, but our first story is rather long, and I don't think it will fit before we have to take a station break. So, we'll take a short break now to allow repeaters to identify. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for December 20th, 2017. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Now, here are this month's ARRL Aries e-letter stories. Illinois amateurs support the Sentry by providing more than communications services. In September, nearly 40 amateur radio volunteers converged on Springfield, Illinois, to support the Capital City Sentry, a cycling event. The Sentry is the largest in the area, for which the amateurs provide not only communication support, but are also responsible for logistics, safety, and operations. Amateur radio operators from 6 counties included 3 areas' emergency coordinators, emergency medical technicians, firefighters, and police officers. Jess Hunter, W9ABS, who coordinates and organizes communications and operations, said the amateur community has skills in addition to radio communication skills, which brings added value to the event organizers. Hams provide logistics support by replenishing water supplies at field locations, addressing issues out on the routes, and providing medical intervention for minor injuries. Event Safety Officer Rich Marks, KB9TZS, said, "I am also a licensed EMT. It only makes sense to bring that training, knowledge, and skill set to an event like this." This year's event drew 750 cyclists, with more than 120 ham and non-ham volunteers in supporting roles. One key to event success is the planning that occurs months in advance. The amateur radio team participates fully in the planning. The event is planned and executed under the Incident Command System, or ICS, which includes the use of standard ICS forms and planning tools. For the 2017 event, the Incident Action Plan, commonly referred to as the Playbook, included over 40 pages of information. By providing the amateur radio operators with this comprehensive information, they are able to look up and answer questions in the field, thus reducing the need for over-the-air consultation and helping to keep frequencies open for possible critical issues. Hunter gives the following example. If a participant wants to know the location of the next water or food stop, instead of the radio operator contacting Net Control asking for the information, they already have this routine information available to them in the field through the use of the Incident Command System methodology. In addition to promoting a smooth-running event, using the ICS exposes the operators to the forms they would encounter in an emergency or disaster response, typically managed under the ICS. Mr. Hunter stated that for planning purposes, he uses a mass evacuation scenario, a function operators could be called upon to support in an emergency or disaster situation. By participating in this event, not only is amateur radio providing a service to the public, the operators are also training for potential real-world disaster situations. Harv Koplow, the organizer for the Sentry, said, "We appreciate the added level of organization and safety the amateur radio crew brings to our event. Over the course of the 5 years I have coordinated the Sentry, the two groups, cyclist support volunteers and ham volunteers, have evolved into a single team to ensure the safety of our riders and increase efficiency. I have participated in rides from New York to Illinois, and we are the only event of this type using amateur radio operators in this fashion." Strong relationships have been forged between the amateur community and the key stakeholders for this event. Every year, the amateur radio team receives numerous compliments on its professionalism and dedication. The event also gets newer hams involved. Ben Gall, N9HHI, had never worked one prior to the Sentry and was assigned the position of Resource Net Control Operator. Under the direct guidance of Logan County Emergency Coordinator Jeremy Wells, KC9WMV, who serves as Communications Manager, Mr. Gall learned new skills and gained experience in the communications trailer. Another new ham, Matt Joseph, KD9IUV, was paired with veteran Jim Grimaldi, N9DUI, to help provide field support functions, learning as he participated. Mr. Wells stated that the communications trailer functions more like a public safety incident command trailer than a net control station. With multiple radios providing amateur voice communications, a computer screen keeping track of mobile units via APRS, and systems that pull information from the National Weather Service Doppler to keep track of weather events makes for a busy work environment. Mr. Wells continued by saying, having direct contact with the local Weather Service office via amateur radio is a big plus. The day of the event, a staff member in the local Weather Service office is assigned to monitor weather patterns. Having that higher level of support from NWS is a big help. This year's event saw the creation and appointment of the ICS Logistics Section Chief, filled by Tom Labonte, KD9FZF. With the help of Jamie Ursh, KD9FZI, and Pam Rock, KD9JER, Mr. Labonte was busy making sure that water, food, and other supplies were available and that all volunteers were fed. Al Tabor, N9MAF, performed the function of backup net control at a location separate from the main event command location, and was always at the ready to take the helm should an incident occur that required the need for additional net control resources. Having Mr. Tabor there for redundancy added another layer of support and stability. Kevin Kesselring, KC9IGM, the Chief of Police for Pleasant Plains, Illinois, a community that sees hundreds of participants pass through during this event, stated the planning and organization is evident the day of the event. This is a great training opportunity for the ham community, and as a public safety official, I am glad to see the level at which amateur radio can perform. Chief Kesselring also said, in the world we live in today, amateur radio has to compete with other forms of communication technologies that do not require a license, and it is good to see that amateur radio operators are willing to step up and do more than just provide communications support. This makes them a force multiplier and increases the opportunities for amateur radio in a time of need. Thus, the biggest lesson learned from the amateurs' involvement in the capital city century is simple. Amateur radio operators can and should perform more than their traditional radio communications functions. Leaders need to identify external skill sets of the radio operators and take advantage of the additional resources they possess to increase potential opportunities for the amateur radio community as a whole when serving our communities. Emergency disaster communication support is more than just communicating with radios. Our thanks to Jess Hunter, W9ABS in Springfield, Illinois, for this report. It's time once again for a station break. Stay tuned. This is the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for December 20th, 2017. Muskegon hosts first DHS-OEC Auxiliary Communications Training in Michigan. Muskegon County, Michigan Emergency Communications Services, or MCECS, recently hosted a specialized amateur radio training class. The course, Auxiliary Communications Training, or AUXCOM, provides instruction to groups and volunteers that provide radio communications services and support to public safety agencies. The class was created by the U.S. DHS, or Department of Homeland Security's, Office of Emergency Communications, or OEC. Students completed the two-day, 20-hour course on October 28th and 29th at Muskegon Community College in Muskegon, Michigan. The class was instructed by Michigan instructors through OEC's state-sponsored OEC-recognized instruction program. The lead instructor, Raymond Hassel, explained, "The class teaches amateur service operators how to develop and formally document amateur communication solutions based on the needs of incidents, exercises, and planned events." Support instructor James Imason added, "The solutions and documents they create become a part of the Incident Action Plan, or IAP, that public safety agencies use to manage major incidents." volunteer communications operators and groups using amateur radio have been providing backup communications to public safety for nearly 100 years. Today, nearly all of the states and territories have incorporated a level of participation by amateur radio auxiliary communication operators into their emergency communications plans. 28 students from 11 Michigan counties participated in the training. The emergency manager for the Oceana County Emergency Management in Hart, Michigan, James C. Durham, K8COP, supplied this report. Thanks, James. A Last Wish Realized, a Final CUSO, a story for the holiday season. Hams worked recently to grant a dying Vietnam vet and radio amateur a last wish of making one more contact. David Hartnett, K9DRH, and crew Don Whitney, K9DRW, James Nelson, K9QF, Harry Hahn, WB9R, Scott Campbell, KC9SJP, and others helped to make it happen. An account of the event was published in the local section of the Chicago Tribune. The story is about John Nugent, WA2EQJ, a U.S. Army Signal Corps member in Vietnam, who came home from the war to feelings of isolation and found ham radio to help ameliorate them. At a health care center in Chicago recently, Mr. Nugent's wish of one last CUSO was realized. As many of us old-timers did, he made his first radio out of a cigar box when he was 9 years old. He told the facility staff that he was a ham since he was 16 and never allowed his license to lapse. The American Legion Amateur Radio Club, the North Shore Amateur Radio Club, Lake County Emergency Management, and the Lake County Sheriff's Office all offered to assist in making his request. Lake County Racies set up antennas and his radio. Then Mr. Nugent made several contacts. During the Vietnam War, Mr. Nugent had volunteered for the Army and was wounded in the leg by shrapnel. After the CUSOs were in the log, his son Chris walked around the room, thanking the Lake County Racies and other volunteers who facilitated his dad's last wish. We wish to thank ARRL Illinois Section News and Section Manager Ron Morgan, 89I, for this report. And finally, we have Rick Palm, the Aries E-Letter editor, with a final end-of-year message. It's been a year of natural disasters across the country, on a scale that I cannot recall ever having been more horrific, from tornadoes to West Coast wildfires to Atlantic hurricanes and more. As this is written, wildfire is raging across Southern California in a month that is usually reserved for mudslide and flooding season. The Los Angeles Times reported no major wildfire had ever occurred in the state in December. California's wildfire season is usually summer and early fall. Of the 20 largest California fires since 1932, 14 have burned since the year 2000. The five largest have all occurred since 2000. It has also been a hurricane season to remember with horror. The humanitarian crises of Puerto Rico and other Caribbean islands, the flooding that Harvey wrought on southern Texas, and here on the Florida Peninsula, the march upland of Hurricane Irma, that according to some reports spurred the largest evacuation in U.S. history, put large segments of population into shelters, and locked me into the hospital to work and live for almost 60 hours. Amateur service licensees worked in partnership with emergency and disaster response agencies, responding at all levels of government, and for the Red Cross and NGOs over the course of the year. ARRL Administrative Headquarters staff supported the ARRL field organization, and Headquarters Emergency Preparedness Manager Mike Corey, KI1U, traveled to Puerto Rico with radio and other equipment made possible by donors to Ham Aid to represent Headquarters and personally add to the response and recovery effort there. Countless other examples of support abound and have been documented in QST and other outlets. One asset that seems to me to be underutilized and could evolve to be a force multiplier in community and neighborhood response and safety in disasters is the CERT program. I know I sound like a broken record. I've harped on this subject numerous times. The ARRL supports the Community Emergency Response Team, or CERT construct, and has formally supported it since 2003. The Statement of Affiliation makes ARRL an affiliate under the four Charter Citizen Corps programs: Neighborhood Watch, Volunteers in Police Service, Community Emergency Response Teams, and Medical Reserve Corps. Finally, thank you for being a reader of the ARRL ARES e-letter and a listener of the audio version of the ARRL ARES e-letter. There are almost 40,000 of you across the country. Best wishes from the editorial and production staff for a great holiday season and Happy New Year. Rick Palm, K1CE. And that concludes this edition of the ARRL ARES audio e-letter for December 20th, 2017. The ARRL ARES audio e-letter is a monthly service of the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Organization for Amateur Radio. The ARRL ARES audio e-letter is an edited voice version of the ARRL ARES e-letter, compiled and written by Rick Palm, K1CE. To learn more about amateur radio, or to get the latest in amateur radio news, please visit ARRL.org. If you have any questions about amateur radio in general, or the ARRL, you may also write us via snail mail at ARRL, 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111. Or you may give us a toll-free call at 1-888-277-5289. We are always happy to help answer your questions, and you need not be an ARRL member. Our thanks to this month's contributors. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB in Laurel, Maryland. And I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. Copyright 2017 ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. All rights reserved. 73. And Al and I hope you have a great new year.